This audio is a summarized version of the meditation that was broadcast during January 11, 2023 live stream meditation. The clips used in this meditation are from Sai Center, May 6, 2022, USA Chat from January 25th and December 6, 2022.
The subtle body or the mind is just an idea, and it gets fed by all the ideas in the mind. So the subtle body or the mind is just an idea, and it gets fed by all the ideas in the mind of the parents, the environment, and so on. This way the vessel, means the heart, begins to be filled with concepts. Or we can say that the drawing is being formed on the pure canvas of existence. As this process takes place, now the vessel is connected in the new mind and feeds it the impression that it gathers. As the subtle body is being formed, some of the unconscious, that's important, some of the unconscious memories from the previous lives, those that had left an impression also have a home in which to be renewed. That's why we sometimes say the child, you know, display some characteristic that the mother and father didn't have. That's just my opinion. It's because the tendencies from another lifetime find a place to those that had picked up impression. Had a place to relive it again. Now this process is very slow and goes on throughout the earthly life. And you can call it karma, you can call it just vasanas from other lifetimes, or impressions, or tendencies, or addictions. So here, not only the parents and the environment of this life fills the vessel, the heart center, means that vessel is a symbolic of heart center, but through the subtle body or the mind, the old memories have also found lodging.
The reality has nothing to do with the impression. It's the pictures through the senses pick up different information, and then the faculty of thinking and the intellect and the body get affected by this through the beliefs that the mind had accepted, the thinker has accepted. So there are two different things, even though they are inseparable. It's like the example of the movie theater, the screen. When the projector is off, is the screen. But the movies on it have different impression, different movement, all of that. So when I talk about impression, it only has to do with body identification. It has absolutely nothing to do with the base. It's like a bad movie or a good movie or a drama or whatever impression you get through watching the movement on the screen. If you really look at yourself daily, even for a few minutes, you see that every thought comes from an impression of memory. Because every thought or every sense of hearing, every sense of seeing, every sense of tasting, every sense of touching leaves an impression according to what they touch, what they see, because the mind picks it up and says, this is good because I had this impression before and it was good. It's a very complex thing, but overall I can tell you that had we not have impressions, have we gotten rid of the vasanas, the tendencies and impressions, we wouldn't need to be incarnated again. Because there was no energy of them to bring us, to bring the reality to another form. And then beside that is a game of Maya. When you stay against impressions that comes up that gives you a warning or gives you a fear or gives you this and that, what happens? That impression dies down. And enough time, the memory of it dies down. It gets erased. The vasanas, the tendencies and the impressions that the birth had put on the personality that is being built there is not an overnight thing. It's like chiseling with the sword of truth. And sometimes the sword will fall off your hand. It's okay. You know where it is, right by your foot. You pick it up again. We're not scrambling in the dark anymore.